Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Schoenbart is here, too. Karen is a new friend. She's the CEO of NPD Group, which is an organization that that talks to corporate leaders about their brands, about putting their best foot forward in the marketplace. I'm going to say she's a brand whisperer. How about that? I like that term. We'll see what she thinks about that. She's one of the top influential women in the mid-market, as chosen by the CEO Connection, the recipient of the Long Island Brava Award. She's got a new book called Mom BA. I guess that means she's a mom. She's our new friend, Karen Schoenbart. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Delighted to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book.
Thanks. It's been an exciting journey.
It's like making a child and raising them, just about, isn't it?
It was a labor of love, that's for sure.
So, all right. In your book, you're speaking to a lot of different people, and whoever reads your book, regardless of their background and whether they're a mom or a dad or a child, they're going to get something out of it. And I like the way you think about leadership. Where you talk about leadership in your book, and would you talk to us? You've had a very successful career as a woman in the marketplace. What would you say is the most important thing that you've learned?
Well, boy, I filled a book with all the things I learned, Jim. That was the purpose of writing Mom BA, was to share some of those 30 years plus of experiences. So it's kind of hard to sum it all up in one, but I would say that. Good communication is probably at the top of the list, whether you're a leader, whether you are new to the workplace, being able to communicate your ideas and concepts clearly and making sure other people can understand them would probably be, if I had to pick just one of the most important things to be able to hone that skill.
That's an excellent one, because if you're the CEO, that means you've got ideas. That means you're the one with a vision for the company. You're the one that's supposed to be out there, deciding which way the company needs to go. And obviously, you can't do it by yourself. And if you can't communicate that and convince others to follow you, it's kind of hard to be a leader, isn't it?
Exactly. And I think what people tend to do as a mistake is make that message too complicated. The best thing is to try to have a clear vision, a concise vision, and then communicate it often and make sure that people get to have some buy-in to it and also understand how they fit into that vision and how they can help.
They really need to know what's in it for them, don't they?
Yes, and people want to help. Most people are good. They come to work. They work hard. They might as well, they want to do a good job. So let them see how they can fit into that vision, how they can make the company, the customers, the world better.
One of the things that we like talking about on this show is helping CEOs become better delegators. And I've admitted on this show that I was a horrible delegator for a long time, and my company didn't really, start taking off until I learned how to delegate. And I'd like for you to tell our audience about your journey of delegation.
Well, Jim, that is a great question, because I think everyone struggles with that, particularly when you get your first promotion or actually throughout your career. So. There's two things. One is you're not going to be able to continue to grow if you keep doing your old job. Somebody else has been obviously put into that job. Maybe you got promoted. And if you don't let them do that, then you can't start doing the things that you need to do to be able to grow. The second thing is you have an obligation to the company to do the things that they're now paying you to do, the bigger things, the new things, to help the company grow. So if you're not delegating, you're actually doing a disservice to the company. And the third is you're not developing other people. And by continuing to do those old tasks and not providing the opportunity to someone else, you're not helping those people grow. And the hardest part is, of course, that we all think we can do it better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really sort of let go of that and realize as long as the job is getting done adequately, it's okay if they're not doing it exactly the way that you would have done it.
Well, you and I, Karen, founded a company, and we did the first jobs, all the first jobs, right? I did everything that's ever been done in my company, I did it first because I founded the company, right? Therefore, by definition, it's perfect, right? And so if we delegate, if we didn't know it before, when we watched the delegation happening, we were able to witness that it's not now perfect. And that's hard to turn loose of, isn't it? And that's when I talk about learning how, if you're going to become a better delegator, a good delegator, professional, you've got to learn how to exchange perfect for excellence. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Just to be clear, I didn't found NPD. We are a privately held company, and okay. I am the CEO, but I didn't found it. But I think that that's very true. And you know what? Sometimes these other folks might actually do it better than you. They might bring a fresh perspective. They might bring a new idea. They might bring new technology, particularly the younger folks coming up who are coming out of school with skills that maybe you and I don't even have.
Right.
So, but again, your company will only be able to get to a certain size if you are not able to delegate. And it sounds like you've learned that, Jim.
Yeah.
And your listeners
the hard way
to hear that.
Yeah. So do you think it's harder for women to delegate than men?
No. Not necessarily.
You don't think women are more perfectionist than men?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that there are differences between men and women.
What are the delegating differences between men and women?
I hate to generalize. So I think that women tend to be better communicators and somewhat more empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that they might take more time in communicating how to delegate something.
Right. All right. That's good. I agree with that. Men are probably, in some ways, men may be, it'd be harder for them to delegate because of their ego. You know, we have a pretty healthy ego, us guys.
Well, it's kind of like not wanting to ask for directions.
Yeah. I need your website, Karen.
It's Karen, K-A-R-Y-N, .Schoenbart, S-C-H-O-E-N-B-A-R-T, .com.
All right. And the book is called Mom BA, and it's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yep, and you can get it online at Amazon.com or any of the other places like that. And it's pretty much an essential insider's guide, you know, based on my 30-plus years of experience doing all this stuff.
She started right out of elementary school with that, folks. And so we're going to be right back with Karen Schoenbart after these messages. More wisdom from the author of Mom BA. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.